Have you ever wondered why bread has that wonderful airy texture and irresistible aroma? The secret lies in the fascinating world of yeast. Today, we're exploring the science behind yeast and bread making, which is a perfect blend of art and science. Yeast is a living organism, and it's instrumental in transforming a simple mixture of flour and water into a delicious loaf of bread. Yeast comes into play during fermentation, a crucial process in bread making. When yeast meets sugar, it undergoes a chemical reaction, fermentation, where it converts sugars into carbon dioxide and alcohol. The resulting carbon dioxide gets trapped in the dough, creating bubbles that make the dough rise and create that airy texture we love. This is essentially the magic behind the rise of dough in bread making. Let's talk about some critical components that affect this process: temperature and environment. Yeast is quite sensitive to its surroundings. The activity of yeast is highly dependent on temperature. Too cold, and it won't grow effectively. Too hot, and it might get killed. Ideally, a warm environment between 75 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit is perfect for yeast to thrive and do its job efficiently. It's a perfect example of how a small change in conditions can lead to significant effects, something that can lead to insightful discussions with your kids. Now, how about conducting some simple experiments at home to show the miraculous work of yeast? One fun and educational experiment you can try involves creating a balloon using the gases released by yeast. First, you'll need a small bottle, some warm water, sugar, and active dry yeast. Mix the yeast with sugar and warm water in the bottle, then stretch a balloon over the opening. As the yeast ferments the sugar, carbon dioxide will be released, inflating the balloon. It's a simple demonstration to visually show how yeast breathes, which can be a fantastic visual experience for kids. When it comes to cooking tips for making bread with your children, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to make the process fun and inclusive. You could experiment with different shapes and add-ins like seeds, olives, or herbs to create interesting and delicious variations. Encourage your kids to knead the dough, feel its texture, and watch it rise. These hands-on experiences are invaluable in sparking their curiosity and making learning tangible. Hands-on activities are not just about making bread. They're about learning to appreciate the science behind everyday activities. These experiences foster a deeper understanding of biological processes like fermentation, which are fundamental to life sciences and can inspire a long-term interest in scientific exploration. They also pave the way for discussing broader scientific concepts in a relatable way. By experimenting and having fun, you're not only baking bread, but also nurturing your child's natural curiosity. I encourage all dads listening to take this opportunity to engage with their kids through the simple yet profound act of bread making. It's an activity rich with educational value and bonding potential. It's not just about producing a loaf of bread. It's about creating memories and instilling valuable lessons. As you knead the dough together, talk about what's happening on a microscopic level. Cheer as the dough rises, creating anticipation and excitement. These shared moments will build a foundation of curiosity and wonder. Bread making can become a meaningful tradition in your household, enriching your family life and providing endless learning opportunities. Through these processes, you'll also be modeling scientific thinking for your kids, helping them develop critical thinking skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. So, dads, let's dive into the world of yeast and fermentation, create those precious memories, and strengthen those bonds with your children. Remember, the kitchen is not just a space for cooking. It's an incredible laboratory for learning, creativity, and connection.